innovation is the conduit for recognizing, valuing, listening, accepting, and executing, doing, to make those changes to improve care for the patients, but also how can we care for our staff.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. The Etherdome Challenge at Massachusetts General Hospital is a crowdsourced open innovation contest that is an engine for systematically prioritizing pain points and supporting great ideas from across all role groups. Developed by two nurse leaders and innovation conduits, Gardia Bannister and Haim Nadell. In this insight, they talk about why it's important to include everyone in innovation, why leadership has to be involved, and how communication and repetition is key to building a culture of innovation.
We recognize that healthcare systems and the delivery of healthcare, there are a lot of challenges. I don't think that that's new information for anyone. And we know that the people that are most involved in delivering the care every day, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a physician, whether you're PT, OT, social worker, whether you're the person that's helping to park cars, whether you're the person that's directing traffic or bringing up the food trays, they all know the barriers that are keeping them from being able to do their roles well. They know what the issues are, and oftentimes they know what the solutions are. Innovation was a way that we could really unearth what those pain points were, what those challenges were, but also an added layer of that was tell us, what do we need to do differently? What would you do differently about the way that you're documenting in the clinical record, about the way that you're taking care of patients, or what's going on with this pump or medication delivery? And what we found out is that they have great, wonderful ideas. So as a leader, we want staff, first of all, that feel like they're being heard, that we understand what their challenges are. And as leaders, we want to fix them. They're telling us what those fixes are. I can't say that we can fix every problem, but there are so many ideas that him and I talk about this all the time. There are some of those things that are, why didn't we think of that? That's a just do it. Let's just make that happen. And some things that take more time or involve more resources or have to have some adaptations in the systems that we have in place. But why wouldn't we want to continue to create a culture where you're being heard, where problems are being solved and addressed so that you can be able to deliver the care in the way that you want to in the most efficient, caring, compassionate way possible? So it was easy, I think, as a leader to really embrace innovation because we could see so many of the benefits. And the other piece of it too, the confidence that we have seen in those that have participated specifically for nurses, because nurses aren't seen by the general public as innovators, unfortunately. So the ability to have a spotlight on what nurses are doing and the great ideas that nurses have, why wouldn't we? I mean, it was like a no-brainer. I think another part of this too is that leadership was involved with this from the very beginning. So there was leadership engagement, there was leadership investment. So as Hiam talks about preparing the environment and she, you know, would run into someone on the unit, we had all of the leaders talking about the Etherdome Challenge. There was leadership dedication, and leadership certainly helped us in making some final decisions, including having our chief nurse involved, and also the person who's the director of the Healthcare Transformation Lab and others that had a larger organizational view to help make those final decisions, because we were really looking at things that were going to be transformative for the entire institution or certainly for the department.
I think really addressing all of the ideas that came through, whether you can implement them or not, is the way to do it, because A, they were heard. And for those that were going to implement or that were already implemented, but they didn't know about it, that was one case. I think, you know, I've already gone up to two units already and said, hey, your idea about this new blood drawing kit, guess what? We're trialing it on this unit. He's like, oh my God, really? I said, yep. So it'll be coming to your unit soon. Or, you know, I've talked to our Epic team about the insulin drip idea of yours. And guess what? It's already being developed and I volunteered you to be testing it for them. So she was like, are you kidding me? That's great. I would love to do that. And so it's one by one, just getting back to people, I think, is what A is going to keep them engaged and psychologically safe to keep bringing up ideas.
And I think there's another part to that too. And, you know, he references a little bit. It's about communication. We want everyone to know that we are celebrating these amazing over 250 ideas. And that, as he said, we are looking at them and leadership is looking at them in regard to how can we realize those things. So it's communicating that out. And I think what we probably need to think about him is in a much broader way. So everyone kind of knows what happened and we have internal publications that we're going to be able to share this information with to the larger community. I think the other thing around sort of sustainability and how do we continue this culture of creativity and enthusiasm and feeling heard and feeling valued is to do it again. I mean, I think sometimes we find that we do things and it's kind of one-offs and we get then distracted by other things that happen or we start focusing in other areas. We are embedding that in the culture of our environment. Your pain points and your solutions, we value. We listen to what you're telling us. To the best of our ability, we're going to try to execute what we can. Oh, well, there's already a work group that's working on this. We're putting you in this work group so that your voice can be heard. So I think the more that we can continue to do to value the clinicians and the staff who contributed, that is our ultimate goal. Innovation is a pathway to recognize and demonstrate the value and the contributions and the voice of clinicians in regard to how they deliver care every day and what our obligation is to make it better. So I feel like innovation is the conduit for recognizing, valuing, listening, accepting, and executing, doing to make those changes to improve care for the patients, but also how can we care for our staff.
Guardia Bannister is the Executive Director of the Institute for Patient Care at Massachusetts General Hospital. Chaim Nadel is the Director of the Center for Innovations in Care Delivery at Massachusetts General Hospital, a Johnson & Johnson Innovation Fellow and past President of SunCL. Together, they're building a culture of inquiry for a health system globally recognized for innovation. That insight was from Episode 77, Fostering a Culture of Inquiry. You can listen to the entire episode and find over 100 episodes in our library wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.